Thanks, John. And it is hard to follow the Secretary. You all have seen him speak. It's amazing. He puts a few notes down here, and he never looks down at them, and he just goes. And if you saw him at Commodity Classic this last year, it was a phenomenal speech. And, I mean, farmers at times get a little antsy when they hear different things coming out of Washington. But, boy, he got a few standing ovations. It was just he rocked the house. So it's great to have him here. And I will tell you, he was sincere. When we first invited him, we thought he was going to tell us no. We heard back from his staff that he's got a lunch and he's got to be at the White House at 2 o'clock. We can't fit him in. And we're like, we'll do anything. And I guess they talked to him. He said, no, I need to talk to these guys. And so I think what he said to you all is truly sincere in his mind. He knew he'd only have 30 minutes, but that's what it means to him, to talk to us. And it's a different view, but he truly believes what we're trying to do. So thanks for the attention there for him. What a great conference. What a way to kick it off. Congratulations, John. This is fantastic. Make your voice heard. We did that yesterday afternoon, and we did that this morning. The Storm the Hill meetings were just incredible. We had 127 people sign up. We had 129 visits in the House and the Senate. It's roughly a third of our representatives and senators that you guys hit in, what, about 6 hours between yesterday and this morning? It's fantastic. You're talking about what we do and the diversity of our industry and the diversity of our membership. As he said, he knows we have organic producers, conventional producers, and biotech producers, but we're truly the foundation of agriculture. And he talks a lot about our role, our responsibility, and what we need to do. We don't always agree on where they come out sometimes, but he does talk about that. And I think the ASTA team takes it very seriously on how do we play a role there? How do we find solutions as we go forward? So as you told your story yesterday afternoon and this morning, you met with the people who drive the decision-making on politics and policy, and that will impact your business in American agriculture. I know a lot of the people that you met were probably younger than your grandchildren or children. You know, you look at them and you're thinking, okay, are you the intern? Are you here from college? Are you in high school? Well, you know, the world is run by a bunch of 24- and 25-year-olds. We just have to get used to it. But the relationships that you make are what's important. And letting that congressman or senator's office know that I'm from your district or I'm from your state, come and see what I have. Let's talk about agriculture. Let's talk about cover crops. Let's talk about this stuff. And a lot of you have been doing this for a long time, but I think in my conversations last night at the reception, I saw a lot of you that were really pleased with yourselves for what you did. It's not as daunting a task to sit across the table from that senator and say, hey, we're here. This is agriculture. Look at our diversity. Look what we're doing. So you talked to him a lot about issues that I would just want to cover real quick on ASTA's perspective, and then I'll let John move into everything else. And we'll dial in on these a little bit. But you think about what the seed industry is dealing with that impacts agriculture, evolving breeding techniques, pollinators, trade, seed treatment, conservation and cover crops, immigration, and a host of other issues. But those are some that, besides immigration, those are some that are our issues. If we don't carry them, somebody else will, and we won't like it, or nobody will. So how do we make sure we do that? You know, you told a story that's the foundation of American agriculture, and from our standpoint, from Pat and Jane and Bernice and Virginia, all of those that, you know, are in the state capitals and here in Washington running the halls, thank you for it. Because that backs up everything that we talk about every day in our interactions with your elected officials. But you got to remember, it's not a one-and-done situation. You got to tell it and tell it and tell it and tell it. It has to be that passion. You've got to continue to be that resource for your elected official as you go forward. We're here to help you do that, so hopefully you'll take advantage of that. Just a little bit on these issues that we want to get a little deeper on. The evolving breeding techniques, as we look at it, people call them new breeding techniques, or we like to call them evolving breeding methods. You know, it's nothing specifically new. What we've been able to do is better understand the plants that we work with. And that's a huge benefit. You know, we've made some monumental, you've made some monumental changes in the way we breed and the accuracy that we have and the understanding of the physical makeup of these plants to improve them continually. And I think we're going to see some phenomenal increases in the future with these new methods. But this is our issue. This is not an issue for American Farm Bureau Federation. This isn't an issue for the produce industry or anyone else. It's for us. We've got to be out there telling this story about how we've been able to evolve and what we're doing today and the just the magic of what we call the magic of seed and how we're exposing that more today and understand it. We have that commitment to do that. The board is committed to do it, and we're doing everything we can to drive that policy, and we're going to need your help because you've got to tell it again locally to your elected officials. So somebody in Washington doesn't come out of the woodwork and say, no, the seed industry is playing God, and you need to stop them. No, what we're doing is we're not staying back in the 1990s or 1980s or 1920s. We're evolving with technology and innovation. Secretary mentioned pollinators. I'm not going to hit on that. I will just say we're active in a lot of different organizations there. We're really trying to drive that policy. We realize whether we're producing seed and we need the pollination services or whether we're providing the conservation and environmental seed for pollination in people's backyards or on the millions of acres of BLM land or Bureau of Land Management land out west. We're providing the seed. We're providing the expertise and the know-how on how to plant that seed and ensure that you get germination and that forage is there. You know, the international programs is something that AST has really ramped up the last couple of years. We realize that international is where seed industry is. You've got to be able to trade. You've got to be able to breed in other places. You've got to be able to develop relationships in parts of Asia, South America, Africa, where you can look at disease resistance and pest resistance and breed and bring it back to the U.S. You know, our relationships with Mexico and Canada, I would say, are better than they've ever been. The Seed Association of the Americas, Diego Risso is here, is the executive secretary of that organization. They're doing a bang-up job down in South America, really trying to drive phytosanitary issues, intellectual property issues, seed treatment issues that will benefit U.S. industry. The International Seed Federation, and Tim Johnson has just come off as president of that organization. I think ASTA has a very solid position in ISF. And I think, amazingly, we've seen some changes in the recognition of how the U.S. does business in the respect of what we do and why we do it and how we do it. And people will tell you that it's been a challenge at some time, but I think really Tim has really done a yeoman's job in that position, and we're very happy that he took on that role. And but you've got some really great representation in, you know, Bernice and Michelle and Rick Dunkel and the work that they do, tireless travel that they do on behalf of our industry in that international arena. And lastly, I look at communications. And we've been talking about this since I came on board. I remember Sonny and Jim Tobin and Don Wartman and several other. When I did my interview, they said the one thing we need is a communications program. We've got to do it. We haven't gotten there as quick as I'd like, and we're not there yet, but you'll see a lot of things coming on board because we have to talk about what we do. We're not just one sector of the industry. We're not just corn and beans. We're not just packet seed at Home Depot. We're everything. Alfalfa to zucchini. How do we talk about that? How do we talk about that diversity and what brings us together? We've got a lot of great things going on. You see first the seed. Several of you heard. Also, we're going to continue first to seed, but we're also going to talk about better seed, better life. You know, we have a full-scale communications effort in the process now. Your board's committed some reserve dollars, and we're working with a marketing and communications agency to really develop a straight foundational message. And then how do you talk about that? How do you talk about grass seed and stronger turf for our sports fields for our kids? You know, just all of those various things that we do or that you do. And so I think you'll see some really big things coming out of ASTA over the next couple of years. And we hope that as members of your association, you'll take the time to give us further direction. You've got a great board of directors, and please take advantage of that. Just want to say that we started a rotation 3 years ago back to Washington every 3 years. And you can see the relationships that we have developed over the last number of years, starting with our good friend Dick Crowder. And this week you'll see not only the secretary, but you'll see representatives from USDA Agricultural Research Service, the National Plant Germplasm System, the National Organic Program, National Resources Conservation Service, Department of Interior, BLM, Environmental Protection Agency, the White House Office of Science and Technology Policy, and others. They're here for you. They know what you do, and they want to be a voice. We've invited them to be a voice, and they're coming across town. That's why we're coming back here regularly. So through those meetings, and I hope you take time to interact with these people in the hallway before and after meetings, during the coffees, you know, this week you're driving thought. You're driving policy, and they need to hear your voice in this. So my closing remarks, and on behalf of the ASTA team, I want to thank you for your commitment to your association and the work that you do to benefit us all. It makes a huge difference, and it's greatly appreciated that your company and you make the sacrifice to come here. This isn't a sales meeting. We realize that. This is time out of your summer, your schedule, and your resources of your company to drive the policy for the association. And it's very much appreciated by the ASTA team. Again, thank you, all of you, for your support for ASTA, and my best to you for a great week. Thank you.